You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Things got worse for trade between the U.S. and Canada this weekend. Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, announced retaliatory tariffs equal to the tariffs the U.S. placed on steel and aluminum. President Trump is taking it personally. He feels betrayed by Trudeau. Trump tweeted insults regarding the Prime Minister. Trump aides on Sunday morning news shows called Trudeau a backstabber who deserved a special place in hell. Joining us now is the Consul General of Canada in Detroit, Douglas George. I want to note you're also recognized as a trade expert, so I'm hoping you can help us clear up what this might mean for Michigan and the U.S. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
First, some basics. Canada is the United States' biggest trade partner. On July 1, what kind of impact will there be in the U.S. because of these retaliatory tariffs?
Yeah, as you said, Canada is U.S.'s biggest partner. We are your biggest customer. We buy more from you than China, the U.K., and Japan combined. And we do a very healthy trade in steel and aluminum. In fact, Canada buys more steel from the U.S., and we sell to the U.S. There's a $2 billion trade surplus. So when the U.S. administration decided to impose tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum, our position is that this is totally unacceptable. The U.S. is using a national security argument to justify its imposition of tariffs, but we think it is entirely inappropriate to view any trade with Canada as a national security threat to the U.S. In response to the measures, we intend to impose tariffs on imports of steel, aluminum, and certain other products from the U.S. As you said, we are imposing dollar-for-dollar tariffs for every dollar levied against Canadians by the U.S. It's a fair and proportional response.
Is this raw steel, raw aluminum, or are we talking about parts that travel back and forth between the countries for assembly of vehicles on both sides of the border?
Well, where we are putting our tariffs, our countermeasures, are things like flat-rolled products, tubes and pipes, bars and rods, the basic steel products. But if you put tariffs on basic steel, it raises the cost of steel to producers of parts and other products, and ultimately it will raise the cost of an automobile, which would use a lot of steel and aluminum. And Canada's view is that tariffs of this sort are completely opposite to the approach we prefer to take. It's going to hurt both sides. U.S. tariffs are going to hurt Canadians, but they're also going to hurt U.S. workers.
President Trump said he would look at tariffs on automobiles flooding the U.S. market, but Japanese, Korean, and German manufacturers all have plants in the U.S. employing American workers. In fact, I read recently that the vehicle with the most American parts was a Toyota Camry. How would tariffs affect these foreign-owned companies making cars in the U.S. to whom Canada provides parts as well?
Well, what we're talking about is tariffs on steel and aluminum crossing the border. So whether it goes into a Japanese-badged vehicle or a Detroit 3-badged vehicle, it's going to have the same effect. If you look at the trade between Canada and the U.S., there are auto parts that can cross the border 6 or 7 times before being incorporated into the final vehicle. And we don't compete against each other on building autos. We cooperate with each other. Canada and the U.S. build things together. We have companies on both sides. We trade back and forth. This is more productive, more efficient for both of us.
What's the thinking within the Canadian government as to avoiding an all-out trade war between the countries?
Our preference is, of course, to avoid a trade war because it hurts everyone. But equally, Canada will defend Canadian interests, and we will respond proportionately, as we have done on these steel and aluminum tariffs. But ultimately, we think the best approach is to renegotiate NAFTA. This is what President Trump has proposed. We've been fully engaged. We've come up with ideas. NAFTA is an old agreement. It's been around for 24 years, and as I like to say, when we negotiated it and you said the word Amazon, people would think of a large river somewhere in South America, whereas now Amazon is the biggest company in the world. It is just out of date in a number of areas. NAFTA is still there, and it still remains in force, but we would like to renegotiate and update it so it not only is dealing with jobs now, but jobs into the future.
What impact is this trade tension having on the Gordie Howe Bridge plans?
I've seen no effect on the Gordie Howe Bridge plans. Canada remains fully committed to building this bridge. Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority, the WDBA, has received the bids and is assessing them. and we'll be deciding on the preferred proponent in the coming weeks.
I understand the bids, for the most part, were over what was expected.
I'm not authorized to talk about what's in the bids, but there's aspects that the WDBA will be working with the bidders on, and ultimately we will choose a preferred partner and move ahead with building this bridge, which is vital to the economy of Michigan and Ontario. I like to remind people the bridge runs both ways. Canada is financing the bridge because it's important to us, but it's also important to you to have the increased efficiency, increased predictability, and increased security of having a new six-lane bridge on the Detroit River.
How do Canadians view President Trump's strategy and his attempt to balance trade with the rest of the world?
Well, to some extent, there's a little bit of confusion when he talks about Canada because the U.S. runs a trade surplus with Canada, and our economists say that that deficit or surplus isn't the correct way of approaching it. But Canada and the U.S. enjoy fair and balanced trade. We have for a very long time. We're the USA's closest friend, partner, and ally, and we're going to keep working to make sure this relationship works to the benefit of both of us.
Douglas George is the Consul General of Canada in Detroit. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you very much, Lester.